Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to the 80%. Today's episode is for everyone who is having a difficult time following a budget. Kasi, madali lang naman gumawa ng budget. Ang challenge talaga is paano mo ba ito susundin? Today, I'll share with you a simple way to reframe budgeting in your mindset, which hopefully can help you develop smarter financial habits. Ready ka na ba? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte and I'm a registered financial planner. I've been giving financial advice since 2007 and in this podcast, I'll share with you interesting money stories, effective financial habits, lessons on entrepreneurship, productivity tips, practical investing strategies, and many more. Thank you for tuning in and now on to the show. Diet. Kapag narinig mo yung salitang yan, ano ang pumapasok sa isip mo? Sa akin, kapag sinabing diet, yan yung babawasan mo ang kain mo or meron ka lang specific na pagkain na pwedeng kainin. Katulad ng keto diet, low-carb diet yan, so bawal ang rice. Kaya hindi sa akin pwede yan kasi of course, kanin is life, lalo na kapag masarap ang ulam. A few years ago, I stumbled upon this study by Professor Tracy Mann from the University of Minnesota, which claims that diets don't work because the moment that you start going on a diet, the temptation to eat becomes stronger. Well, it really has something to do with our psychology and our emotions. Kapag naririnig kasi natin yung salitang diet, nagkakaroon tayo ng negative impression na magpapakagutom ka or ide-deprive mo ang sarili mo sa mga masasarap na pagkain. Kaya ayun, kapag nagda-diet ka at nakakakita ka ng pagkain, parang bigla kang nagugutom. Unfortunately, we have the same reaction when we hear the word budget. Kapag naririnig mo ang salitang budget, ikaw, anong pumapasok sa isip mo? For most people, the word budget brings out that negative emotion na they need to control their expenses. Kung sa diet ay magpapakagutom ka, ang pagbabudget naman ay magtitipid ka sa paggastos. Kung sa diet ay dinedeprive mo ang sarili mo sa mga pagkain na masasarap pero bawal, sa pagbabudget naman, parang dinedeprive mo naman ang sarili mo sa pagsashopping or paggastos sa mga bagay na gusto mo namang bilhin. And these are some of the reasons why it's hard to follow a budget, well, psychologically speaking. Furthermore, there are other people who immediately think about numbers when they hear the word budget, which of course, nakakatakot kung hindi mo naman gusto ang math. There are people who feel negatively about budgeting, whether consciously or subconsciously. Because for them, the word budget means depriving yourself of things that you want. And it also connotes scarcity and may even induce feelings of self-pity. So kung isa ka sa mga taong nahihirapan mag-budget, then perhaps a change in perspective is what you need. Change in perspective. Anong ibig sabihin ito? Well, here's the thing. Instead of creating a budget, try creating a spending plan instead. Yes, create and follow a quote-unquote spending plan. Spending plan, hindi ba pareho lang yon sa budget? Well, they may look the same at first, but they have a subtle but important difference. Kapag sinabi mo kasing budget, you are limited to the money that you have, and a budget means you have to determine how to spend it wisely. Let's say ang sweldo mo ay 20,000 pesos. Kapag gagawa ka ng budget, ang itatanong mo sa sarili mo ay paano mo pagkakasyahin yung 20,000 pesos sa mga gastos mo ngayong buwan, di ba? So, how is a spending plan different? A spending plan is more focused on your expenses. Going back to our previous example, instead of asking yourself paano mo pagkakasyahin yung 20,000 pesos sa mga gastos mo this month, ang itatanong mo sa sarili mo ay, ano ba yung mga gastos ko at magkano ang kailangan kong pera para sa mga ito? Then, after you've written down the list of all your upcoming expenses and how much money you'll need for them, you'll then ask yourself, where will I get the money for these? Of course, meron kang sweldo na 20,000 pesos. So, that's a source of money for your expenses. You can now allocate the 20,000 pesos to that list. Now, there will be times that kulang ang 20,000. Then, you can just go back to your previous question, which is, where will I get the money for this? What I want you to realize is that this change of perspective removes the limitation that your salary may impose on you. Hindi ka nakakulong dun sa 20,000 pesos. You are more focused on your expenses, which means you are free to explore other means or extra ways to make money. I hope you understand what I mean. So, in other words, kapag nagbabudget ka, ang dialogue mo sa sarili mo ay, this is how much money I have, what can I afford with this money? Pero kapag spending plan ang ginagawa mo, ang dialogue mo sa sarili mo ay, these are the things that I need and want. Where will I get the money so I can afford them? Financial success is 80% behavior and 20% head knowledge. And that's also the reason why this podcast is entitled The 80%. That is because we want to find ways to build and support good financial habits. When it comes to managing your income and expenses, changing your perspective towards creating a spending plan shifts your focus towards the things you both need and want. Hindi lang kasi pambayad ng kuryente at panggrocery ang iniisip mo dito. Kasama sa spending plan mo, in fact, yung pang-shopping mo ng bagong damit or pati yung pang-gimmick mo with friends sa weekend. And also, you're free to decide how much money you'll allocate towards each item. Now, along this process of creating a spending plan, especially when your available cash isn't enough to fund all your items, you will go through a realization about the things that truly matter to you. Personal finance is personal and wala makakapagsabi sa iyo kung ano ba dapat ang priority mo na gastos. And this is the beauty of a spending plan. You decide which of the items get top priority for your salary. But it doesn't really end there, hindi natatapos doon. Because after that, you can then proceed towards challenging yourself to find ways so you can afford the rest of the items. This normally becomes a strong motivator to look beyond your salary and potentially inspire yourself to build new and additional sources of income. Hello everyone, let's take a quick break from the episode because I want to tell you about a free financial coaching video that you can watch online. It's called The Secret to Saving and Building Your Future and it's presented to you by the IMG Wealth Academy. This video will teach you the proper way to save money and you'll also learn the 6 steps to build a strong financial foundation. If you're interested to watch this free financial coaching video, then just go to imgwealthacademy.com. Again, that's imgwealthacademy.com. That's it. Now, let's go back to our episode. Now that you have your spending plan, what can you do to optimize it? Well, the first thing you should do is to check how accurate your estimates are by tracking your actual spending. Kung ang nakalagay sa spending plan mo ay 5,000 pesos para sa groceries, then make sure to track how much you actually spent sa pag-grocery. Madalas kasi, we underestimate our regular spending. Akala mo, mga around 5,000 pesos lang ang ginagastos mo pag nag-grocery ka. Kaya yun yung naka-allocate sa kanya. Pero yung pala, kapag tinrack mo yung expenses mo, tiningnan mo yung mga resibo mo sa grocery, aba, 6,000 pesos pala yon. So, mali yung allocation mo doon. Make it a habit to keep receipts and billing statements para mas madali matrack at later on, makalculate ang total na gastos mo. Then, be sure to check and update your spending plan at least once a week. Moreover, it's important to keep in mind that it will take a few months before this becomes effortless. Mahirap talaga siya sa umpisa, nakakalito, nakakatamad, and it's normal to feel frustrated at times. Just keep on doing it because it becomes easier the more you do it, I promise. And like any other skill, you will eventually become better at following your spending plan and managing your money. Lastly, know that your spending plan is not limited to your regular monthly expenses. You can also include your annual expenses and even your financial goals in this list. In fact, I encourage you to do so. For example, yung tuition ng anak mo sa school, even if it's still several months away, you can already put it in your spending plan and start putting funds into it. Or what if gusto mong bumili ng bagong phone next year? Pwede mo na rin siyang ilagay sa spending plan mo at mag-isip ng paraan para maipon mo yung target amount mo para sa kanya. Or let's say balak mong bumili ng bagong kotse 5 years from now at magpagawa ng dream home mo 10 years into the future. Ilagay mo na rin yon doon sa spending plan mo. Because every time you check your spending plan, you will be reminded of the reasons why you need to save and invest your money today. You will be reminded na hindi ka lang nagsisave at nag-i-invest para magkaroon ng maraming pera. Hindi ka lang nagtatrabaho para tustusan yung pangangailangan mo ngayon. You are actually finding ways to afford specific things that you want in the future. That you are working to make your dreams a reality. Learning the habit of saving is the first step towards building massive wealth. And to save money, it's important to spend less than what you're earning. Following a budget is what most people do. But if that doesn't work for you, then a change in perspective might be the thing you need. So instead, create and follow a spending plan. It's a list of all the things that you both need and want, not just for the present, but for the future as well. A spending plan is powerful. Because it makes you ask an important question. How can I afford all of these? And instead of being limited by your current income, your mindset expands, your eyes open, and perhaps this will inspire you to look for and discover income opportunities that may just be in front of you. Creating and following a spending plan is a skill. It's hard to do at first, but it's a skill that you can develop with patience and persistence. And I guarantee that when it becomes a habit, things will get easier and more exciting because you'll realize that every month and each paycheck you receive is an opportunity for you to achieve your financial goals and make your dreams a reality. And that's our episode for this week. Maraming salamat sa pakikinig. If you'd like to read the show notes for this episode, then you can find it at bit.ly/the80%. If you still haven't done so, then please remember to follow or subscribe to the 80% podcast. And if you learned something new today, then you can pay it forward by sharing this podcast to your friends. Moreover, kung meron ka palang tanong, anything about personal finance, business, or investments, baka gusto mo mag-record ng voice memo sa phone mo and then send it to me. Just email the audio file to readytoberich@gmail.com. And maybe one of these days, I'll feature your question and answer it in one of our episodes. Exciting yun, di ba? maririnig natin ang question mo tapos sasagutin natin. Lastly, for comments and suggestions, please use hashtag the80% on your social media post. And thank you very much para sa lahat na nakikita ko nagsishare ng episodes natin sa Facebook, Twitter, at pati sa Instagram. And I guess that's it. This is Fitz Villafuerte saying goodbye, and I hope to have you here again next week. Take care and stay safe.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.